No one likes doing that. Like, no one likes confronting. It's not easy and it definitely isn't fun.
لا يزال الخير حيا لا يزال إن في الدنيا سلاما وظلال أخبر الأيام أنا في وصال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال قم بنا وانظر لآيات الجمال.
Hello there folks, assalamu alaikum and welcome to a new episode. Before I drop in the reasons why I took so long, make sure to stay and listen until the end, as I'll be answering questions you guys sent on my IG stories. And subscribe to my podcast on Spotify and leave a rating if you like the content. Let's recap season 2 for a quick minute. In the first installment, we spoke of the education hypocrisy of the institutes and the mediocre method of student learning with my good friend Amir. The conclusion to that episode were two. One was to change the method of teaching, which is basically impossible, either that or the second, which was to change the way of learning, which is feasible but extremely difficult. In the second installment of season 2, I substituted out for Amir, who had an amazing conversation with our guest Hamza on the homeschooling topic. Most of you guys listening questioned if it was practical or not. Turns out it is practical, and over 40% of Muslim households in the West prefer homeschooling their kids than sending them to public school. The bad influence in the public schools have haunted the parents in the community, starting from the imposition of the LGBT to those kids who just want to come to school, get the learning done and leave the school, rather than participate in drag shows held in collaboration by the school management on the guise of inclusion and identity. It's actually a very feasible idea if you're in the West, but if you're in a Desi country or any other Asian country for that matter, the education is actually more theoretical and it burns out kids faster than a chocolate melting under the hot sun. The solution was bringing in more practicality in the method of teaching than making it completely textbook based. With that recap done, this episode number 3 titled Confrontations. I'm pretty sure you guys know what I'll be targeting today. First off, the reason behind me disappearing for 11 months has to do with a mix of production quality development, a messed up schedule and bad planning, so there's my reason. Anyways, the main point of this episode has to do with confrontations. To define a confrontation, it can be defined as a non-hostile or a hostile disagreement or a clash of ideas or opinions. Are confrontations natural? Yes, they're part of our personality. Do we like confrontations? Nope. The reason why I chose to shed light on this is to focus on the one issue I personally have been dealing with, and it basically is this. I suck at confrontations, and I'm sure some of you can relate because it's not a skill which you learn at school or from books. It's something you do and you learn, so it's based upon experiences. I personally am a diplomat, so basically I prefer that because I would rather have solved an issue over face-to-face discussion than confronting, you know, talking over matters. No one likes doing that, like no one likes confronting. It's not easy and it definitely isn't fun. But at times, it's completely unavoidable. I looked into it and I found out some reasons people fear confronting, and they are the following. Fear of loss. It can be anything from fearing to lose a friend or a person's trust, or not having to see the good side of a person anymore. Like you trust your friend and then you confront him and then the person loses their trust over you because you confronted them. And the other one is fearing of causing pain. No one likes to be the reason for hurting others because it's not natural and you end up regretting later on. But if it's not done, you end up giving them more credit for everything and you end up putting yourself down more. Fear of strain. This one's very stressful because confrontations are extremely stressful. Your muscles tense and your pulse rises and you think you're going to get a heart attack. But that's only in your mind. Is it really that bad? Technically, you get more stress when you work out than confronting someone. You know, think about it. Fear of failure. You might have what I call getting embarrassed firsthand when you confront because you think it'll get shot down. It can be avoided technically if you phrase your confrontations correctly than being aggressive with the statements. Rather than having to directly shoot down a person or attack them for something they did, you probably have to take a more polite way for that. With these reasons, I looked around for psychologists speaking on this topic, and I found they said that the two most important things about confrontations are it works best with the honesty is the best policy mindset, and let people feel the weight of your words and deal with it. And that for people who are extremely terrified for hurting others. The mindset that he's a big boy, he can handle himself, apparently helps out when used practically. In conclusion, confrontations are required, but it should be thoughtful and factual rather than full attack mode, be it personally in our lives or professionally in our workspace. And yes, I personally have a lot to experience yet, and I'm sure with time most of us can learn the art of confrontation sooner or later. Maybe take our dad's or brother's example to learn from, you never know. It's almost the end of the episode. I asked you guys to send me some questions through the IG stories, and I got some of the following questions. What exactly is a podcast? I've got this question a lot of times, and it's like, I guess it's the most repeated question I've got in the past few episodes. A podcast is like a YouTube for the ears. We are so used to visual consumption, we don't focus on the auditory consumption much, which is actually more productive, friendly, and encourages multitasking. You can evidently improve your listening ability in real life if you listen to a lot of podcasts. It's predicted that podcasts will take over visual consumption in the next 5 years, and I hope to get there on time, inshallah. On the next one, you guys asked, why do you do this podcast and what's it about? Actually, to those who don't know, this podcast is aimed at first myself and then others to try to revive the art of thinking. In my opinion, thinking is a very underrated skill people don't realize. It's actually a necessary skill. To be able to think skillfully and not to have to overthink is what makes people smart. And this podcast, by the base, is centered around the idea to be more productive and have more grounded values, be it if you're a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Next question, why did you change your podcast name? Actually, the common Muslim sounds too centered around Muslims, and I want to make it more welcoming towards the non-Muslims, you know, to invite them to have a better thinking ability too. The Muslim Cast is a podcast about productivity and being more responsible and effective in the community. Rather than just another Muslim podcast general, you know, giving general information, it's for an action over speech mentality. And moving on, when is the next episode coming? Yeah, I've been asking myself this question for a long time. I've finally decided every 10 days I'll be dropping a new episode. Hopefully, I increase my listener count and have more reachability by the end of February. Let's keep, yeah. There you have it, 4 questions I found very intuitive among the others which were asked. I hope you stay till the end and are provoked to think about today's episode. Subscribe to my podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcast and give it a 5 stars if you like it. Or give it a 1 star if you don't like it. Hey, I'm open to criticism. If you're in for it, also follow my IG at The Muslim Cast for more content. You're listening to The Muslim Cast with Nay Imran, and I'll see you on the next one. Masalaam.